Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CatholicSingles.com is ringing in the new year with savings for singles. You can save 20% by using the promo code BREADBOX when you register for a new account. Come meet other faithful Catholics and make 2020 a year to remember.
Perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect.
Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to this program of Young Catholics Respond, everybody. I am Bill Snyder. It's a pleasure to have you joining me for this very first episode of the new year. It is now 2020. It's hard to believe I'm saying those words out of my mouth, 2020. But we are here in the year of perfect vision, 2020. It's how I'd like to kick it off for all of you. And, you know, I also want to encourage you to head over to our website because, you know, in this new year, maybe you've made a New Year's resolution to grow a little bit closer in your faith. And if you've done so, we're ready to help you do that and answer that call in your life. Head over to patchworkheart.org. That's our ministry's website. There's a ton of stuff there. You can connect with us on Facebook, on Twitter, and whatnot. Maybe you've even made an concerted effort to evangelize more. So I encourage you to just share this episode with a friend, and that's considered evangelization because we talk so much about and do so many different things to help young people live their faith with our guests. We bring them on, have them share their stories and their vision and their life with you. So it helps evangelize when you share this message and help others subscribe to it as well. So thank you so much for being a part of our ministry and listening to this episode today. I want to bring on somebody who I had on my program last year, and her name is Penny Warner. She was on last week, but it was also last year. Penny is just a wonderful person, and she is married to her husband, Matt, for 26 years. They have four children. Both of them were raised as Southern Baptists, but converted to the Catholic faith in 2000. She was called by the Holy Spirit and Christ to create a brand new prayer chaplet called the Love Chaplet. And it is ecclesiastically approved in the Archdiocese of Kansas City by Bishop Johnston. And she has created this whole ministry called Grace and Mercy Ministries that helps foster growth of the Love Chaplet and many other things. She has some other songs that we're going to talk to her about today on the program and play for you, by the way, so stay tuned. But Penny, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for being here on Young Catholics Respond. I couldn't think of a better way to begin this year than an episode with you here on Young Catholics Respond. So thanks so much.
Happy New Year.
Yes. Yes. Happy New Year.
I love that. Perfect vision. That's great. I'll have to use that. I hadn't thought about that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Perfect vision. 2020. So in that theme, I kind of wanted to talk with you a little bit about your music in this episode, and I know we're gonna feature a whole song at the end of the episode, so it'll keep people tuned in for sure on the radio or on the podcast. But I want to talk with you just a little bit about the song "Expose My Heart." You have a couple songs that are available for purchase and in your ministry, but the one that really touches my heart is "Expose My Heart," and I kind of want to get the story behind the song in this episode. So, talk to us a little bit about the song "Expose My Heart."
Right, "Expose My Heart" is about being able to expose the bad things that happen to you in your heart, to be able to allow Christ to fill those holes that have developed. We all have had problems. You know, I had kind of a hard childhood, and so I've had to live with those insecurities into adulthood. And writing the song, "Expose My Heart," has really allowed me to look at my life and look at those insecurities, and to get rid of those bad things. Sometimes we have to suffer and we have to go through those bad things to be able to expose ourselves to Christ's light and allow him to come in and to help with those insecurities and help us to be more confident in our adulthood. So that's basically what the song is about.
Yeah, that's yeah, you know, that's beautiful to be able to uncover and work on some of those things, as you mentioned, the insecurities that we have inside of our being that we carry from childhood or trauma or whatever. It's really important that we dig down and we turn them over to Jesus. You know, as we turn over the calendar page to a new year, it's not necessarily forgetting them, is it? It's not necessarily forgetting what happened. There's something more to that, right?
Right, absolutely. You know, you never forget about what those things that have happened to you, those bad things. But with Christ, you're able to look at those things maybe from a different point of view. Why did those things happen? How does God bring you through those things and help you learn from those things? You know, I always believe that God puts you in certain situations so that you're able to help and sympathize or empathize with people who have gone through those same circumstances in their lives. So there's always a good thing that comes from those. You may not see that in the midst of the trouble or in the midst of those things, but knowing that God is in control of those times in your life and that he can bring you through those things, you know, gets you through so much more. I can't imagine going through those things without God's grace and without his love. So sometimes bad things and suffering leads to good things if Christ is there in the midst of it. So,
yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the pain of the past, and how you deal with it is an important aspect of our faith. It's an important aspect of our Catholic faith. First of all, it tests our faith at times, right? And gold is tested in fire, right? So it helps purify us, and as you mentioned, it helps purify others, right? By being vulnerable and saying, "Yeah, I struggle with this. I need help." You're healed and you're restored in God's grace, but then it's also, you're then able and strengthened to go out and reach out to others and offer them a hand and say, "Hey, how can I help you? I've experienced this too." What a beautiful way. There's that exposing of our heart in many different ways, right? It's not just one way that we expose our heart to grow in faith, but we have to expose it, right? We have to actually open it up and expose
it. Yes. Well, you know, people respond to authenticity. You know, you can tell when someone's being fake. You can tell when someone really doesn't care. But if you are authentic and you're not perfect, people know you're not perfect. So why not just act like you're not? You know, people want to know the true you. And by exposing yourself to other people and that authenticity towards those, for those people, they're going to trust you. You know, they're going to trust you with some of their problems. They're going to want to come to you because they know that you've been there, and you're not going to judge them in the situations that they're in. So the more that you're, you know, authentic yourself makes you more open and you more approachable to those who have had the same problems as you. So, and maybe it'll help them to expose their heart so that they can allow Christ to come and live in their life despite the problems that we all have. So.
Yeah. Beautiful. you know, it really is beautiful. You know, you mentioned in there about, you know, understanding and empathy really, and not, and not judging. I think that's one of the things that our culture really, hits on a whole lot, right? Yeah. Is don't judge mm-hmm. others. Don't judge others. Don't judge others. And often we think that judgment and truth are like on opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to our faith, right? Like, no, they're not on opposite ends of the spectrum at all. They're actually together. By walking with people, we lead them greater in truth. We don't condemn them. We don't judge them. We're able to empathize with their pain, and mm-hmm. that leads them to a greater truth without passing judgment on their souls. I always say, you know, actually I had a priest one time in confession. I'll just tell this story real quick. I had a priest in confession one time. It was the most amazing thing I've ever had happen to me. He said to me, you know, I want you to, after confessing all your sins, you did a great job, you know, wonderful, whatever. And he goes, now I want you to say three things you've done great about yourself this past week. You know, and
that's hard, admit.
it's a lot harder than to say all the things that I, you know, but what a great thing to build people up. It's not about, you know, it is about rooting out sin. It is about, you know, not wanting to remain complacent in our sinfulness. But there's also this part when it's exposing your heart and opening up yourself to God's grace, that you've also got to build yourself up and build other people up. And in that moment, he helped me recognize, getting rid of sin is twofold. It's confessing all the bad stuff that we've done in our life. And it's going through that, but it's also opening yourself up to build other people up and build yourself back up, you know?
Yeah. That's so true, because, you know, we all have that tape recorder in our minds, always saying things that is negative about ourselves. You know, we're never as good as what other people see us as. You know, we're our own worst enemies. And it is harder to say something positive about yourself, to love yourself. You know, and the word judgment has such a bad connotation to it. You know, it's really walking, like you said, walking with someone and mentoring that person and just walking with them one-on-one. It will show you're not always going to be positive about someone's life, but they need that too. You know, they need that, like you said, purifying the fire. They need to know that what they are doing is wrong. You know, this is wrong, but this is how you can make it right. Yes, it's wrong. What you did was wrong, but let's make it right. Go to confession, ask God for forgiveness, ask him to come into your life, and that will make it right. We all have bad habits that we have, but with God's grace, you know, we can ask God to be with us, and he makes bad situations into good.
Exactly. So. Exactly. No, what a great conversation we're having here with Penny Warner. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to continue to challenge you to keep progressing in your faith, especially at the beginning of this year. As 2020 begins, we are going to challenge you and equip you with some really great resources so that you continue being able to live your faith in a bold way. So right back after these messages here on Young Catholics Respond.
Patchwork Heart Ministry is committed to sowing hope into broken hearts by helping young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church through prayer, storytelling, and media initiatives. We invite you to prayerfully consider supporting this mission financially.
Mail your tax-deductible donation to Patchwork Heart Ministry at P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, zip code 53147, or visit patchworkheart.org to donate online. That's Patchwork Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147, or online at patchworkheart.org.
Judy Hare was a bankrupt, homeless, drug-addicted college dropout on the brink of divorce, but is now a seminary graduate and devoted wife and mother of four children. What happened? Find out in her autobiography, Shattered: How God Restored My Heart and Life. Her journey of faith has been called brutally honest, truly inspiring, profound, heartbreaking, and life-changing. Shattered is available now for only $15 on her website, judyhare.com, on amazon.com, or at your local Catholic bookstore. As Judy says, it is never too late to become the person you deserve and desire to be. So stop wishing for change and start doing something about it by reserving your copy of Shattered today.
At times it seems like the world today is filled with so much division, bigotry, and hatred. So it's up to us to make sure that we get back to the basics, and that is Jesus Christ and his message of faith, hope, and love. Faith, Hope, Love with John and Morgan Bender is a new project that seeks to do just that by engaging and inspiring Catholics within the Archdiocese of Milwaukee and beyond. Read personal faith stories, interviews, and news all by visiting the Faith, Hope, and Love blog.blogspot.com or follow us on Twitter at Johnny Bender MKE.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Welcome back to this episode of Young Catholics Respond, everybody. I'm Bill Snyder. Today my guest is Penny Warner, and we are kicking off this brand new year with this episode of Young Catholics Respond, talking about being a little bit dangerous, being a little bit bold in your faith by exposing it, exposing your heart to Jesus. And the way we do that is by giving up some of the things that we've done in the past and making that New Year's resolution to offer Christ that clean, fresh heart, to allow him to do whatever he wants to do with it this year. And man, that's a difficult challenge in our lives, but it's something that we're called to do in this new year, especially as we celebrate the solemnity of the Mother of God, Mary, the Mother of God, on January 1st, yesterday, and we step into our faith in that fresh way. So Penny, I know one of the ways that you've really done this is through music. You have an incredible musical talent, and you know, we need resources in our faith life. We need people, as we talked about in the first half, you know, leaning on one another and helping one another come closer to God. But we also need, in those moments of our life, when we're alone or when we feel alone, to be able to lean on some good resources, prayer resources. And one of those chief ways we do it is through music. Music helps us worship and draws us closer. It's an emotional thing, music. So you've written the song, Expose My Heart, which is going to play here in just a few minutes. But I want you to explain to the listeners just a little bit about the song and how it came to be, you know, and the creative process of it.
Yeah, the song is, you know, as a child, we all have our trauma and stuff. And so, and as going into adulthood, you know, you learn how to rely on God more. But when you're doing that, you find that you need to get rid of the bad stuff to get the good stuff in. So when I wrote the song, you know, I was going through a time in my life when, you know, I was feeling very insecure about myself, and I had to really take a good look at myself to see why I wasn't progressing in my spiritual life, or why I wasn't progressing in my life in general. And I was praying one morning and, really trying to contemplate about my life. And these words came, through that, expose my heart, you know, go through the struggle. And in exposing your heart at my heart, I was able to learn how to trust in God more. So that's from the beginning to the end, it kind of goes through that progression. When I wrote the song, I wrote the actual lyrics to the song, and then I had my producer, Barry Hartglass, he actually helped me write the music part of it, and then we were able to produce it and put it together, and it just, when I listen to it, it really just kind of opens my life. I remember how God, you know, used that music to help me be more secure in my faith and help me to speak boldly about my faith. As like what you said, music plays a big part in our lives, and it helps us emotional wise. And it definitely helped me heal some of those hurts that I've had in my life, and challenges me to be that adult that can help others go through those same problems. So that's how the song came about, and it ended up being such a beautiful song after it was all said and done. So
beautiful, so beautiful. There's so many lessons that you talk about and that you are able to now put into music for other people to share. I think that's another big thing. You know, music is a way to give back. It's a way to share your faith with others and inspire them to go deeper in their own. And so that's exactly what, you know, my challenge is for the listeners right now that are listening to this. It's my challenge to them to in some way, this year, you know, make it a New Year's resolution for you this year, to go ahead and give back in some way to your family, to your friends, and make it a gift of faith. Make it a gift of your heart to Christ, so that you make an impact. You know, these things don't have to be, you know, hard. They can be very simple. So just really think about that and reflect on it. Use we're going to play the song in its entirety here in just a minute. And so really take the time to listen to that, meditate upon that, and think about the ways as this year begins to begin it in a way that expands your faith and grows your faith. So just take that moment in silence and prayer as we play the song. So Penny, thank you so much for sharing your faith. It's amazing to have you on these couple of episodes to end the year and now begin a new one. So I really appreciate it. And thank you so much for your time and being here.
Thank you so much, Bill.
All right. Well, from all of us at Patchwork Heart Ministry, until next time, keep beating to your Catholic heart. And now here is Expose My Heart by Penny Warner.
The struggle is churning within me, Lord. Grant me some peace today. Stop the spinning inside my head. I am out of control, I pray. If they could see me, would surely shun me. Expose my heart so that I can see the pain that is living inside me. I want to be the person you desire me to be. Am I hiding because I insecurities, while I
listening to Young Catholics Respond, a radio initiative of Patchwork Heart Ministry. To learn more about our ministry and program, visit us at patchworkheart.org. Or to get exclusive access and early ministry updates, become our patron on Patreon by searching for Patchwork Heart Ministry.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts a new line of Catholic-themed coffees, available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/redboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.